USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump plans to visit the site of the train derailment in eastern Ohio next week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote he's making the trip on Wednesday because the residents of East Palestine are great people who need help now. Local residents have complained of health issues following the crash involving a train carrying toxic chemicals earlier this month.
I am on city water, but I'd rather just, as a precaution, I have 3 young kids, myself, my wife, and I'd rather not find out months down the road that there is a problem. They're still doing tests, so there's no final results yet, so I'd rather err on the side of caution.
Trump, a 2024 presidential candidate, said he also hopes President Biden will respond. The U.S. is denouncing the latest North Korean missile test. A National Security Council spokesperson called Saturday's firing of a long-range missile into the Sea of Japan a flagrant violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. The North Korean launch comes a day after the country threatened to respond to joint military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea. Vice President Harris is accusing Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine.
VP Kamala Harris told the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that the U.S. has examined the evidence and says there's no doubt Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
Think of the images of Bucha. Civilians shot in cold blood. Their bodies left in the street.
She says the world has seen Russian forces engage in, quote, horrendous atrocities, including acts of murder, torture, and rape. The vice president vowed the Kremlin will be held accountable. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Nobody picked all six numbers last night in the Mega Millions, so Tuesday's drawing is $104 million. Tonight's Powerball drawing worth $73 million. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria is now over 45,000. Officials expect the number of dead to keep rising as over 260,000 apartments in Turkey were reduced to rubble in the 7.8 earthquake that struck earlier this month, and many people are still missing. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will be hospitalized for a few weeks as he gets treated for clinical depression. Fetterman voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment this week. NBC correspondent Dasha Burns spoke about when she last interviewed Fetterman.
In our interview back in October, Fetterman telling us that everything had changed after the stroke, conversations with his family, with his staff. You can imagine how difficult that can be.
His office said the senator has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, which became severe in recent weeks. Classes in Michigan State are expected to resume on Monday, 1 week after a man with a gun killed 3 students and wounded 5 others, but students and community members are contesting that decision, saying it's too soon, and thousands are petitioning for online or hybrid classes. The XFL is back. The league kicks off its 10-week regular season today with an agreement with ESPN and Disney to broadcast and stream all 43 games. The XFL has spent 2.5 years in product development after it was purchased out of bankruptcy. Dave Collins, USA News.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.